this is pretty exciting, but it seems to me like it's a pretty huge departure from the things that the Hirschman Family Entertainment people have done throughout all of their lives. Am I correct in kind of seeing this as a jump in a new direction for you?
Well, it is a sea change in one sense. That is to say, we've not ever done anything that is not themed, ticketed, and land-based. So in that sense, it is a big change. In the sense of family entertainment, which is the business we're in, it is not. If you think about the last time you went to a Harlem Globetrotters game, and I'll wager that you have, you will be able to describe to me in some good detail the fun you had at that game. Right?
Exactly.
And those are memories. Bob, our corporate mission statement is very simple. It's only four words, but it applies to every operation we have. And those four words are, our mission is to create memories worth repeating. And if you go at the Harlem Globetrotters acquisition from that perspective, you will see in a hurry that they are in the business of creating memories. You have some, I have some, and those memories are worth repeating.
You know, one of the nice things about it is the things that I remember from the game that I saw or the games that I've seen are probably pretty much the same that my parents or their parents might remember from the games, because yep. So many of the things they do cross generations, don't they?
Really do. You need to remember, we're in the family entertainment business. That's what we do. Other people can do other parts of family entertainment, and you know, some would say, well, a movie theater is family entertainment, and they would be right. And a walk in the woods is family entertainment, and they would be right. But we have a specific thing we mean when we say family entertainment. It's got to meet a set of values, got to be a good business, and one that we can be proud of. Has to be unique. And I think Harlem Globetrotters fits all those categories. Another piece of the story is that the Shamrock has said to the management team that we're wanting to sell. And that's what financial management companies do. They buy, hold, and then sell. And the management at Harlem Globetrotters came to us and said, we would like to be owned by an operating company. A company that is in the business of entertainment, not in the business of financial ownership. Well, we fit that bill. And so we started there. And the process, a fairly short time frame, about 4 months, we went from, gee, we'd never thought of that, to let's sign a contract.
How many actual teams do the Globetrotters have that are out on the road performing?
Two, plus now I don't know the exact details. You need to understand, I'm not a prime negotiator on this. This is handled out of by our Atlanta office, as it should be. I know two in the U.S. I think one in China and one in Europe.
Plus various members of the Washington Generals, I guess that's another thing that comes with it too. You bought...
The Washington Generals are the losingest team in history. To my knowledge, they never won a game, nor are they supposed to.
Yeah, I think they might have won three or four, but yeah, you're right. They are the losingest team in history. What's the funniest thing anybody has said to you since finding out that Silver Dollar City and the Harlem Globetrotters now are under the same tent?
Two of the folks who work for us, because we just announced to our staff, same day we announced to the world. We kept it under wraps. and two of the younger folks who worked for us came up to me today and said, "Can I try out?" I said, "Absolutely. Of course you can." So,
go ahead.
It was, I talked to Senator Danforth yesterday. The name, name's not appropriate, but he didn't even believe me. He said, "You've got to be kidding." He believes me now, but because your first statement was correct, and that is that it is a departure from our norm, and that is absolutely true.
This is one of those organizations that is so much an institution that it almost seems to have a life or a movement or a schedule, if you will, of its own. Have you pretty much bought into something that in many ways can pretty well move itself?
Well, certainly you have to recognize 80 years of history, and the last, I've seen the performance statements on the last dozen years, and it's a profitable, well-run business. So we would be more than a little foolish to step in and say, "Aha, we know more about how to make this work better than you do," after having only done it. Their CEO has been with them for 30 years. So will there be changes? I would say yes. Will there be changes in market position that the Harlem Globetrotters own of one of a kind in the world? No. I can use Silver Dollar City as a pretty good analogy. Silver Dollar City isn't the same today as it was 40 years ago. 40 years ago, it was pretty good. But over 40 years, over the last half dozen years, it has changed. And when people ask, "What will Silver Dollar City be 20 years from now?" My answer is an emphatic, "I have no idea. All I know is," and this is where it applies to the Globetrotters, "all I know is that we have to keep the same value for Silver Dollar City, the same persona for Silver Dollar City that we have today. We lose that, then we've lost it."
Will people at Silver Dollar City ever see the Globetrotters wandering through the alleyways and the streets down there?
I would expect that the answer would be yes, but not right away.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. They will be, the Globetrotters will be in Springfield next February.
Oh, wow.
So, that was already on the schedule.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Listen, I've got to ask you about something else, Peter. Now, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Fire.
I saw the rather sad news today about Shepherd of the Hills. They've been kind of, Shepherd of the Hills and Silver, when I think of Branson, I think of Shepherd of the Hills and I think of Silver Dollar City as kind of the two great cultural icons that have been there forever.
Anchored it together, same time.
Yeah. Are you kind of sad to see things develop the way they have with Shepherd of the Hills?
I am saddened that an icon of our community passed. It's kind of like Tom Clancy. He was an icon of writers. He died today. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, I did.
He was an icon. There was just one of him. There were only be one Shepherd of the Hills. And the Trimble family and then Gary Snayden did a really good job of building it up over the years. It perhaps it was inevitable. I know Gary's health has seriously declined in the past couple of years, so that's a factor. But it's the passing of a great one.